Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning.
I want to hear this.
There you go. Anyway, on this April 27th, good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to you folks in Lilburn.
All right, the folks out in Lilburn.
About Lilburn.
Out there in DeKalb.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, DeKalb, sorry, Gwinnett.
Well, I was just being agreeable.
Okay, no.
Yeah, just I'm in such a good mood. If you'd have said it was in Alabama, I'd have said, oh, yeah.
It's no, I wasn't going to say it's in Alabama now.
That's true, you wouldn't.
No, we're not going to do that.
Okay. So, if I haven't teased this enough, this is the excitement for me of this, and I hope it works out to the level of my excitement, because I want this kid to do so well. But first, I want to introduce you to Kendra Ellis. Kendra is AJ's mother, and we want to thank her, because, see, I speak to the parents during the week, and, you know, we go over this, and this is not, you know, you don't not get in MIT. It's just a little report. We want to make sure it flows nicely. And Kendra has been very patient, not only with her son, but also with me. And we've got her ready, but we told her that we'd talk to her first. And so, Kendra, good morning, and thank you for allowing us to spend some time with your son. But first, tell us a little bit about yourself, or tell us a little bit about AJ. I tell you what do we need to know? And I guess I'm burying the lead here, Sam. AJ is 6 years old.
Whoa.
This will be our youngest they got next. Can you see why I'm excited?
Easily.
6 years old.
All right now.
I'm still getting toilet trained at six. What are you talking about? Getting out here? Anyway, Kendra, good morning. And thank you again for everything.
Good morning. Yes. Good morning. And we have AJ's dad and myself and AJ here.
All right. Now, let take a second and tell us a little bit about AJ.
All right. Well, as you said, AJ is 6 years old. We consider him our miracle child, so we feel blessed and honored to be his parents. He's very enthusiastic about learning. He's well-rounded. He has academic, artistic, and athletic talent. He enjoys STEM class, video games, swim lessons, science experiments, art projects, and learning foreign languages. And his team, the North Henry Tigers, won the Georgia Municipal Youth Football League Championship, 5U Championship, this past November.
Okay, wait, hang on a second. Say that town again. Where is this at?
North Henry Tigers, Henry County. North Henry
County. And what position does AJ play on this football team?
He played outside linebacker.
Okay.
And someone offensive line as well.
Okay. Used him Thursday.
Yeah, really?
All right. So here's how this works, Kendra. Everybody ready? AJ's ready. We discussed this on the phone. We are going to play our intro. You are going to hand the phone to AJ. I'm going to introduce him, and he just goes. And then we'll speak to him afterwards for a minute. We ready?
We're ready.
Noel, if you please.
It's time for They Got Next.
Sam and Greg give area up-and-coming broadcasters 13 and under their shot at the bigs.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
And with today's sports report, it is 6-year-old AJ Obata.
Good morning, 92.9, The Game family.
The first and second days of the 2024 NFL Draft took place in Detroit in front of the biggest crowd in draft history. As expected, Caleb Williams was selected first overall by the Chicago Bears. Marvin Harrison Jr. was the first wide receiver pick to go to the Arizona Cardinals. In a move that shocked the city and the world, the Falcons selected quarterback Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th pick. The Falcons started day two of the draft by moving up to take defensive tackle Rook with the 35th pick. Tune in today to see who the Falcons pick on the final day of the draft. This is AJ Obato with Sam and Greg on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Woo! Oh, man, that was a grand slam. AJ, you were wonderful.
You sure this guy's just six?
Thank you.
You sure you just sure. Really?
Hey, AJ, now we're going to talk to you for a minute. Now, yeah. I want to say, I tell you what, Sam, you can ask, because I always jump right in. I'll let you ask a question if you have one. Otherwise,
no,
I'm ready to go.
No, I just want to hear what he has to say. Remarkable job. Very good job.
AJ, how long did it take you to put that report together?
2 days.
2 days, right? You wanted to wait and see what happened in the draft, so it wasn't like it was hard. You just wanted information, right?
Yes.
All right.
Although I did fall asleep halfway.
You missed that. You know, hey. You know what, though? I don't blame you. It went late both nights. The draft went really, really late, and I can understand that. But we still think what you gave us was great information and very well done.
It was absolutely wonderful. Now, AJ, before we had you do your report, your mom told us that you like football. Do you like any other sports?
I like basketball.
Like basketball too, right? Hawks your team? Are the Atlanta Hawks your favorite team, right?
Yes.
There you go. All right, now, AJ, we also told your mom that you could have 10 shout-outs. You could acknowledge 10 family members or friends or whoever you would like to. Have you got a list there?
Yes.
All right. I tell you what, I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, and you just start naming your – and do it a little slowly so everybody can hear their name, because, you know, you want to hear your name munching on the radio. So 3, 2, 1, go for it, AJ.
I shout out to my friend Braxton and Connor and Kason and my cousin D3, my grandparents, and my uncles and my aunties, my teacher, Miss Fields, my last year teacher, Miss D, and to my coach, Coach Q.
All right.
There you go. Now, to all those people that you mentioned and the ones that know you that you didn't mention, tomorrow we're going to replay your report at the same time at 8 o'clock tomorrow, AJ. That sound good?
Yes.
All right, listen.
Because we want more people to hear you.
Yeah, we want more people to hear you and possibly get a call. You know, Sam knows some folks at 11 Alive.
Yeah, we can do that.
AJ, you were absolutely wonderful, and we can't thank you enough. Thank your parents for allowing us to speak to you. And you, what you going to do today? It's a Saturday, my man. What you going to do today?
Homework project.
Homework, I guess.
Now, hang on a second. I like the way that happened. I asked AJ the question, and it was his mother who said, "No, he's doing some homework." that sounded like Thelma at my house.
You're not
going out to play. You got some homework to do. Bringing home a D. Yeah. AJ, will you do your homework? And the faster you get your homework done, the faster you get a chance to get out there and play.
There you go.
Are you good?
But we want to thank you for being on with us this morning. As we really, you know, it's brighten our day, brighten our morning to hear someone 6 years old
really
not be afraid and do such a great job. So again, congratulations.
And AJ, you're absolutely welcome. There were thousands of people listening to you, and you didn't blink.
Nah.
You stood up there like Michael Jordan at the free throw line, and you delivered a great report. You should be very proud of yourself, buddy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your day, AJ.
Thank you so much.
Kendra, thank you for letting us talk to you. And his father and everybody in your family. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Sam and Greg.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a good day.
Y'all have a wonderful day. You too. You too. Again, 929thegame.com. Click on contest and let us know who you are. If you got somebody. Now, AJ's now, he's got the record. That's the youngest.
People have been listening. They've heard the gamut now. They've heard the six-year-old all the way up to the 13-year-old. And, you know, that's just it. Here's a six-year-old coming on and doing a great job. And, you know, just the way he sounded, you know, he sounded strong, clear. He had done his homework and mm-hmm. just delivered a great job.
And what the miracle child, is that what she called him?
Yeah.
Kendra?
Yeah. He's amazing.
One of them little Bob Costas's or Gumballs or something like that.
Yeah, man.
So plucks him right out of school and say, nah, you're going to be our Mike Tirico for the next 25 years. That was great. Now can you see why I was so excited?
I can see. Absolutely.
I can go to bed now. I've been up all night long. For those of you who don't know, I've been blessed to work with Tyler Perry all night long, but I came into work just to hear AJ.
You came in, but no, you can't go back to bed. We got more work for you to do.
We do?
Yeah, we got more.
Well, you got Noel.
We got Noel. We got Jason coming.
Yeah, that's
up
a perfect person to call right now. He can just stay on the line. He's our fill-in anyway.
He's in Chicago, man. You got to be the tour guide. You got to show him some places to go.
I told him where to go up there. He's going to go listen to some blues down there, blue Chicago.
You got to show him the places to go and get the real Garrett's popcorn and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, if he is, he better get you a bite because I know that you can't come back with that and not take care of Sam Crenshaw. Again, we want to thank everybody. Oh, so hang on a second.
Uh-oh.
This is what I want to make sure I do because AJ's added to the list, so we want to thank. This is when we run down the people that we've had so far. So we started with a 13-year-old. That is Sayla Thomas. You'll be hearing from Terrell, her father, tomorrow. She's the one that got this all kicked off. Olivia Johnson, Juice. Ellie Parker. Samson McMichael. He was the first boy that we had on, mm-hmm. 10 years old, mm-hmm. Randy's son. Then we had Ava Rodriguez, her cousin, Anessa Rodriguez, both 9 years old, although I think Anessa was turning, she turned 10, because I think it was like sometime in April, mid-April, she was having a birthday, and she wanted us to know that. Leslie Ramos, Christian Holmes, Matt Holmes' son.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Joshua Mosley, who will have his own Nike store, I would imagine, sometime soon.
Yep.
And then today, AJ Obata.
The fellas are making a comeback.
Yeah, they are. They are.
The ladies are making a comeback.
But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm looking at next week, and I think we have another lady.
Okay.
So we'll see. But again, you guys go to 929thegame.com, click on contest, and let us know who you are, where you are, the kid, how old they are. Got to be 13 and under, and we will try and get you on as soon as we can. But we're getting a little bit of a conga line here.
That's okay. That's all right. That's what we want.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want.
Got a question for you and Noel. And we hadn't really talked about it much, and especially want to know what folks at your house felt about Detroit as a host for the draft. How do you think Detroit's done? And I really wanted to find out how people at your house felt about it, Greg.
Listen, I was on set yesterday, and on Thursday. Yesterday wasn't even supposed to happen, but I was gone all day yesterday. You know how we talk about getting your meal ready for like Super Bowl Sunday and things like that? She sat here and watched that thing from top to bottom and was upset that she was watching it in Atlanta, that she wasn't there.
There's a lot of folk out there, man.
See, now, there's the difference.
And they're out there all day. I mean, it didn't start until last night.
That's what I said. Yeah,
they were seeing shows on the air, and there's a bunch of people out there. I said, what are them folk doing? Is it a holiday in Detroit?
It really was. She was that person. She's that person who liked being in the crowd.
Yeah.
Where me, I want the VIP parking, and I want to be up on the side of the stage.
Yeah.
Or somewhere else. But she loves being in that mix. There's a story that, you know, she likes to tell me about the Kiss album, Kiss Live.
Yeah.
She knew a guy who's actually on that album cover, but I think she broke up with him beforehand and she could have been there. But she told him to go, you know, whatever, and he ended up in this album cover. But she just loves being, you know, she's polar opposite me when it comes to that stuff. Yeah. Right there in the middle of it. But yeah, the city looked great. It helped that it was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Got a lot of drone shots from the Canada side of the river. into downtown Detroit. So yeah, she thinks they did a wonderful job. She's upset they didn't bring Bob Seger out.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
What do you think, Noel?
Play any Bob Seger in the bumpers?
Well, at least not yet.
They didn't play.
No, they got a Bob Seger right off the top.
When?
No, I'm saying they. No. They didn't. I'm saying they should have.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I didn't hear any Bob Seger. I didn't hear any Glenn Frey. I was like, where's all the Detroit music?
She loves you, by the way.
Come on now.
Y'all leaving somebody out.
Beverly Hills Cop coming back and everything.
Y'all leaving somebody out that I was surprised they didn't have included in it. Lizzo.
Oh, yeah.
Lizzo.
Oh, yeah. I'll be forgetting Lizzo from Detroit. Is she going to cast?
They have no Mariah Carey or nothing. They playing to her?
Well, she not from Detroit. Oh, yeah, okay. We're going to there again, huh?
No, but Eminem had that same outfit on. She always say he have on.
As I watched Eminem and the commissioner together, I'm thinking that these two are old friends at this point. Because, you know, there had to be some kind of parties and get-togethers when they did the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah, in L.A.
So he knows the commissioner. I just would like to have been in that room with Dre, Snoop, Jay-Z, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, Mary J. Blige, all the performers from that Super Bowl hanging out with the commissioner.
Yeah.
Sort of event.
When do we get to have this here? Noel, do we get to have this event here in Atlanta, and how do we roll it out? Because it's going to be even better if we get to have it here.
Well, we got to wait past Vegas. Oh, no, we had Vegas. Who's got the new stadiums?
I don't know, but I think it goes Green Bay next.
Green Bay, how can Green Bay have one if they ain't got a covered stadium up there? They don't go that far north, do they? They got
this,
one?
It's going to be the draft. It's going to be this time of year.
Oh, the draft. I thought we were talking Super Bowl. I'm sorry.
The draft. Yeah, the draft. Yeah. You know?
Well, you can keep that too. as far as Green Bay. Would you want to go to Green Bay and hang out? I mean, once you get out of Title Town, that area around the stadium, where are you going to go?
That's like a community.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah. Once you leave that little...
Are they going to put some food trucks out there?
Drive to Madison, Wisconsin.
I don't know. They got a bunch of food
Milwaukee?
Trucks. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, good luck to them. Anyway, thank you again, AJ. They got next, 929thegame.com. Click on contest, and please let us know who you are and the kid, and we look forward to getting them on. You ready to talk some Atlanta United?
Yep, it's time.
Jason Longshore is joining us next.
We need a win.
We'll tell him that when he comes on here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 929 The Game. Sammy loves the fact that he's got walk-on music now. And he's earned it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. When you hear that, you know it's time for Jason Longshore on the road. And we have to thank him, Sam, because of the guest that we have coming up and that was already in place. Jason acquiesced, and he is moved down an hour, but he is also an hour behind us in Chicago. So he got up a little bit earlier to come on here and do the show.
Yeah. Especially after having that deep dish pizza last night.
Well, I don't know that he did that. Did you go out and enjoy some pizza? And if he was smooth, he'd have got some thin crust. Oh, the Chicagoans get thin crust. Only the tourists get the thick in the pan.
I am not a deep dish fan at all.
Yeah, see?
It's okay. Like, I mean, it's fine. I've had it. It's fine. But no, it was a steak last night. It was a very good night. And anytime that you can get Arch on to talk about the NFL draft, I will move back an hour, no problem.
Especially when it goes the way this draft went.
Absolutely.
Yeah, listen, a lot to talk about, huh?
You come on here, we know that you know more than soccer. You talk about more than soccer. So before we get into what's going on with Atlanta United, Chicago, you obviously have some opinions about what happened Thursday night, or don't you?
Yeah, I feel better after last night. I mean, you've got to address the defensive side. There's just no way around it. And we'll see if the picks yesterday are what you needed. I like Rook a good bit. I think he could be a really good fit for this team. And look, I get it. I understand the explanation for what they did on Thursday. I do. It does make sense. I see where this can go. But, man, it's a risk. And that's just, look, that's the draft, right? I mean, nothing's guaranteed in this. You can pick the guy that everybody tells you to pick, and it can not work out. And we've seen that happen before plenty of times. And you can take a risk, and it can work out. This is a risk, and it feels like a big risk. We'll see.
And doing it with new management and the coaches and all that sort of stuff, everything's uncharted territory. So, but I'm with you. I had to let the dust settle before I jumped into it. Sam, I'm sorry.
I was kind of the same way. Like, yeah. When it initially happened, I was shocked. I think everybody was. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I kind of had in the back of my mind where the reasoning could be going on it. And I knew from what everybody had been saying that they really liked Penix and thought, really believed in him. If you don't think you can get another quarterback when Cousins' time is done of that level because of where you'll be picking, and if, again, the risk of everything else going right, you shouldn't be picking where you can get a quarterback at that level. Again, I get it. I understand it. I understand the thought process, but it is a risk, and now it's got to play out in their favor.
Yep, we'll see if it happens. Folks, we're spending time on the Wait For It.com outline. Jason Longshoe, he is social. You can always find him at Longshoe. At Longshoe, he's in Chicago, where tonight it will be Atlanta United against Chicago Fire. Pregame at 7:30, kick at 8:30 here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason, how do you explain what has happened with this club the last two times out, and to have an opportunity for 6 points and have leads in the last two matches on home field and come away with 1 point instead of six?
Weird things. Just it's been really strange these last two games, the way that they've lost these leads. That it happens sometimes. It typically happen back-to-back games that way, where it's just strange. It's not anything structurally. It's mistakes or bad decisions or a little bit of both, and it's just a really weird element. But the common thread between the two is the inability to handle when things go against you. And I feel like this year, for whatever reason, maybe it's just the games that I've called, maybe it's just the way that, you know, games I've followed have gone, I feel like I've been more zeroed in to momentum. I talked about it on Atlanta Soccer Tonight this past week. It's getting, I think the game itself is kind of going through an evolution of how we talk about a team being in control, or a team, how they control a game, if it's with the ball, if it's pressing, if it's defending deep. There's a lot of different ways to play the sport. But momentum is becoming such a bigger factor than how much possession you have or how many shots you have or whatever. And it's twofold. It's what you do when you have the momentum, when the game's going your way. And I think we saw that at home in both of these games. Atlanta did okay with that, but you didn't find, especially in Cincinnati, you didn't find that second goal. Philadelphia, you needed a third, but you need to capitalize when you have the momentum going your way. Then the flip side happens. When it goes against you, and it will, it always does. There's no, you're not going to find a game, you're not going to find a team that controls 100% of the momentum in a match. Just impossible. You're going to have a moment where things go against you. How do you handle that? Can you get out of it without getting hurt? And in these past two games where the momentum flipped, and it was the giveaway against Philadelphia, it was the giveaway on the short corner against Cincinnati, it wasn't just that you didn't handle that moment well and they scored, it was that you didn't handle the moment well and they scored again. That's the issue, and that's the part where, you know, if you want to go boxing analogy on it, you've got to hold on to the other guy. You've got to lean on the ropes. You've got to get through that moment and get to where you can flip the momentum back. And this team right now hasn't done that. They have to find a way when things go against them in matches. And on the road, typically, things will go against you a little bit more. Got to find a way to handle those moments, and then you've got to better capitalize on the moments that you do have.
Yeah. Gonzalo Pineda this week, I mean, was still talking, still referring to what the team wasn't doing and trying to solve that, more so than talking about Chicago. Yeah, Chicago's the opponent. And, you know, yeah, they won, you know, a month ago. But it seems like the world has kind of changed for this team between now and then. Talk about
it. Yeah, and it's got to be so difficult for a coaching staff here because, you know, people will ask, like, well, what do you do on the training pitch this week? How do you fix this? It's not about the soccer to me. Honestly, it's not about the actual soccer in the situation to me, because Atlanta outplayed Philadelphia by a pretty wide margin. They only got 1 point out of that. They outplayed Cincinnati, not by as wide of a margin, but I thought they outplayed Cincinnati. They lost. it's how you handle those flips of emotion in games. And that's not an easy thing to correct on a training pitch. That's conversation. That's trying to get the attitude to tweak a little bit. That's finding ways to push the right buttons with guys. That's find the leaders in the team finding ways to push the right buttons. And I think getting somebody like Yorgos Yakimakis back on the field from the start, hopefully, is a big key, because he's got that kind of attitude that I think can help in those moments.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com with Jason Longshore. I was going to ask you about that specifically, because you and I in the past have talked about voices, leaders with that voice on this team. Talked about Guzan being one of them. Is that because you're trying to wrap your mind around how these last couple games have just perplexing to you? And could it be a veteran voice that's missing, or at least not being absorbed and the adjustments that need to be made when it comes to things like this?
I think it's some of it, sure. I think when you look at Steon Gregerson, and hopefully he can be available to some degree this evening, as he's come back a little bit earlier than people expected from meniscus surgery. But Yakimakis is such a big presence in this team. And in those moments where things go against you, it's where the value of big personalities, big leaders, big vocal leaders, I think at times, can help stem that, help fix that. You know, it's funny when, you know, we get into the, you know, philosophical side of the game like this. Other sports have it too. You know, momentum is a real thing. And it's almost impossible to quantify. But how many times have you felt it, whether we're talking about the Hawks, we're talking about the Falcons? And momentum in soccer, I think we've seen it firsthand in these past two games, how it can help you, hurt you, and how you have to deal with it. And I think the biggest thing that helps you in those moments is those steady hands, those veteran leaders who know when it's time to put an arm around somebody, when it's time to yell a little bit, you know, when it's time to get at somebody. And there's not really a textbook for that, is there?
No. My goodness. Well, you're up north again, and last time you were up north, I think, and we talked to you, I think there was snow. Hopefully there's none of that this time.
There's no snow. It is beautiful in Chicago this morning, and it's going to be even better as we get through the day.
Talk about this Chicago Fire, you know, side. What's different about them? I mean, because when they saw Atlanta United, you know, here in Atlanta, it was pretty decisive beating that they took. Has anything changed with them?
I think the difference is desperation, because they're coming in after a 4-0 loss here at home against Real Salt Lake last week. And no one expected, with the additions that this team made, that those kinds of results would be happening for Frank Klopas and his team. So how do they play with desperation? Throwing another emotion in the mix, right? It's a real element to Chicago's game tonight is, you know, does that make them more direct? Does that make them a little more urgent, knowing that the pressure's on? You know, you drop a 4-0 game at home the week before, fans are going to be antsy. I think there's going to be a lot of questions. They do have a lot of injuries they're dealing with as well, and they haven't gotten some of the production from some of the new faces that maybe they expected. So Jordan Shaqiri had to leave last week's match in the first half. Is he going to be ready to turn around and go? Is Brian Gutierrez, who's been their best player this season, he was injured in the warm-up last week. Is he going to be ready to go? A lot of questions about what Chicago's lineup's going to look like. But for me, I want to see how they start, how they come out in that first 15, 20 minutes. Are they energized by this pressure, and do they have that intensity that you have to have? And then how long does that last? Or does the pressure kind of weigh them down? For me, on the Atlanta side, I think you've got to have a better start. This is a team that hasn't scored a lot of goals in the first half. They have been about three-quarters of their goals in the second half of the games. Got to get a better start, and I think on the road, getting off to a better start is even more important.
Jason Longshore up in Chicago. Sam, you want to ask him or tell him now? Not ask him, tell him what you said earlier. He better get us a what?
Better get us a win.
Yeah, he put that on you.
You're putting it on me?
Yeah, he did. He put it square on you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of far. Like, we have pretty good seats in this broadcast booth at Soldier Field, but I don't know how much I can impact it.
Like, I've never been.
I can be kind of loud sometimes, but I don't know if I'm that loud.
I've never been to Soldier Field, so I've been past it, but I've never been in.
It's weird now because it feels like a stadium in a stadium. It doesn't all match up.
It's eclectic. It's an eclectic stadium.
Yes. It's like a stadium, like a spaceship's been built around an old stadium. It's very weird.
The other analogy,
but it's a great place to see a game, for sure.
The other analogy they use in Chicago is like they wanted to build a brand-new stadium, only half the check cleared.
Yeah, that's about what it feels like.
Wow. Great stuff. Pre-game coming up tonight at 7:30, kick at 8:30. Looking forward to hearing your call for you and Mike Hunter. Hope we get a boom yakamakas.
Absolutely.
As well. That would be great. Jason Longshore, thanks so much for the chat.
Travel safely, buddy.
Appreciate it, y'all.
There you go. Jason Longshore joining. We got to get Conte on the phone there. Well, he's probably resting his voice.
Man, Conte's taking a break.
He's resting his voice. All right. Let you know about some money flying through the air, some casting call opportunities in front of and behind the camera. But we're going to get back to this draft here. And by the way, 404-726-0929. If you got some thoughts, if you got a problem with what the Falcons did, or if you love it. Because we're hearing a lot of people that got a problem with it. Let's hear from you folks that love what's going on, like Noel, who was on earlier. I got no problem with it either. The dust is settled. I still think we're kind of playing with house money here. That's just me. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Had to play this one. Everybody's wondering, you know, where was some of the Detroit music during the draft? They left it out, so on and so forth. And, you know, this was one of them. Now, this one might have played, but I didn't hear it. So you got to play Detroit Rock City. You got to play Kiss.
Play great.
They did play it?
I was looking for anything that wasn't Kid Rock to be played in that four-hour set.
Anyway, today was Ace Frehley's birthday. Ace Frehley from Kiss. Saying, Noel, play some Kiss. So I threw that out there for you. But
cool.
That was just one of the songs. He's the one. Now, if you don't know which one he is, do you know which member of Kiss he is with the makeup on? Ace? Because everybody knows Gene Simmons.
Yep.
You got Tongue.
Yep.
And then now all of a sudden I can't. Paul Stanley, you got him.
Yep.
Lead singer.
Yep.
Ace is the guy with the stars around his eyes.
And Peter Criss was the one that looked like a cat or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. People would be impressed that you knew Peter Criss, Mr. Crenshaw. That was nice.
Well, I hang out with Dave Cohen.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Biggest Kiss fan on the planet,
yes,
man.
Yes, he is.
Voice of the Panther. Shout out to Dave. But then, yeah, man. On a road trip with him? Oh, my goodness.
What? He forced that on you?
Look, old record places. We go over old record places, and he thumbs through and looks for Kiss stuff. That's one of the things he does. When the plane lands, we're a couple of miles away from this record shop.
Well, he's looking for coconuts?
No,
man. Yeah. All right. Yeah, he has mentioned that before on the show. Listen, you guys want to go to 929thegame.com/castingcall. You are going to see the list. You know what I do here with this. We put job opportunities in front of the camera as extras. Man, I saw them dudes working these last few days with Tyler Perry. Oh, working very hard. Now, I happen to know that Cab Casting is doing the new project, Beauty in Black, which is going to be on Netflix, which is the one that's had me working with him, and I can't thank them enough for letting me be a part of this project. I can't tell you anything more about it, but I look forward to in the coming weeks. But there's a lot of opportunities. Like I said, it's a strange time, Sam. It's just a really strange time because there's a lot of production coming here, but there's even more that aren't coming. And I've explained this before. It has to do with the possibility of another shutdown. And this one would have to do with the Teamsters. So were they to have a problem, the writers and the actors obviously would support them. So there's a lot of, you know, if you want to believe what's being said, there's a lot of people who believe that whether it's Los Angeles or New York, productions are taking their time, or ones that can afford to wait are waiting because they don't want to come here, get things up and running, and then strike, boom, they got to shut it down, go back, and then restart it again. But that being said, start off with Hilton Casting. Got a new project called Grosse Pointe Garden Society. This is going to be an NBC pilot. There's a couple opportunities in front of the camera for that. Noel, ain't forgot about you, but you know, you burn them both ends. And so I don't know when we're going to find 12 hours, 10 hours at least, where you can be free. And that's what they're going to need you for on P-Valley, but I'm still working on it for you.
Oh, I'll find it. I'm going to find it.
Okay, well, she wants to get on season three, but season three, Hilton Casting is also doing P-Valley. Check out the breakdown. Shauna Fitzpatrick, this is the reality show that I have on the casting call right now, and they're looking for those of you in the advertising world. Yeah. Hey, those of you who feel like you need a big break in the industry because you've been overlooked or underserved in the advertising world. If you have that right pitch, they want to hear from you. If you're ready to make a mark in the advertising industry, they want to hear from you. These are their sentences, not mine. Anyway, the right pitch is searching for all advertising creatives ready to showcase their skills. It could be up to $25,000 for you.
That's so again, nice.
You'll see. Yeah, you'll see that.
That's nice.
On Shauna Fitzpatrick Casting, the right pitch is the name of the show. Destination Casting, Spoonful of Sugar. I got some roles that were, some of them are being filled right now. Like we haven't got the update, but it doesn't matter. You can just go to Destination Casting and check out Spoonful of Chocolate. And I know that January is that's her name. She is rolling out new opportunities this weekend. So while you don't see them on the casting call, you can check them out there. Go to Destination Casting's Facebook page and you check them out. Rose Locke doing the Saturday Night Live movie, 1975. There was a need for bodybuilders, think Hans and Franz, baristas, people who just want to be customers, employees, or pedestrians near a bank. All that is there. Extras Casting Atlanta has a couple untitled projects. So again, go to Extras Casting Atlanta's Facebook page. You'll see these jobs. And I saved the best for last for you, Sam, Divorce Court. Now, you can go and watch them film an episode or... if you want to get in the show, they are literally asking for those of you who'd like to put your business out on their show. Judge Starr, as it says here, wants to hear from you. So you can call, say, this is Mike and Sarah, and we're going to get a divorce. When can we come down to the studio? Or something like that. Anyway, I'm not kidding you. Divorce Court is looking for those of you who want to put your stuff out there. Behind the cameras, I get you started with Georgia.org. Listen, I realize, again, this is not for everybody. 90% of you, as a matter of fact. But for those 10% or less that find themselves, unfortunately, with a pink slip or between jobs, we got 159 counties in this state that is camera ready, and they have got projects going on. So whether you live here in Atlanta or you work here in Atlanta, you drive maybe closer to Macon, you know some folks down there, they're down there too. Savannah, they're down there too. Tifton, I don't recommend going near there, but they got them down there too. You know how I feel about Tifton. So throughout the state, if you got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. And again, you can see the list up on Get Cast with Greg on Twitter, X, and also up on the website.
All right. And I want to throw something in.
Please.
Because you're having to go through all kind of stuff to go through the gates at Tyler Perry Studio. You're having to go there because you're working on a project. There's another way that people can get through the gates at Tyler Perry, and that is to go and watch a taping of Family Feud, which they're doing through the end of May. But you have to go on their site, and you can see the dates that are kind of filled up, and then you see some where they do have some vacancies, and I think they are only certain days a week. They do a morning and an afternoon, and I'm really gonna pay you to come in there, but you get to go. You get to go and you get to go and watch the show. So it's not a thing paid, but if you want to go and see our production, and if you want to get inside Tyler Perry's,
well, does it say what stage they're doing it at, or what,
I don't know which stage,
because he got so many out there, man.
But they're taping it at Tyler Perry Studios, so people are getting to go. I know a lot of people that I know who are going, and once it's done, they're taking little pictures with it in the background and posting it on their social media. Nothing while it's happening.
No,
obviously
can't
not.
Do anything.
But once it's done, they're taking some selfies and showing that they're getting to go out there and enjoy it. So
snatching my phone before I get on set.
No, man, hey.
Yeah, he is not allowing stuff on set. He's just not. And I'm telling you, man, this dude, again, I said it a few times. There's a reason he got a B in front of his bank account. Mm-hmm. I watched it up close. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to be doing what he's doing, and he's doing it. And it's just, it's been interesting. And I can't wait to talk about it. It's going to be down the road, but so many stories, Sam. So many stories. All right, let's switch gears here for a minute, because we have also opened up the lines throughout the show to let you guys call up, talk about the Falcons picks and what you think of what's going on with them, despite what side of the fence you're on.
Yeah.
So 404-726-0929. Now, Noel, I'm not sure if you have a call ready to go. And if you don't, I know there was some sound that you had we wanted to play. Who do you have locked and loaded there?
Nobody locked and loaded yet. I'm about to answer the phone as we speak. So let me play the sound, and then I'll get us a call.
And would you like to introduce it so we know who we're listening to? Because you've chosen it.
So we're going to listen to Kirk Cousins on what he plans to bring to the Falcons. This is after, of course, he knows that there's a quarterback behind him.
Well, I think the key is, you know, you look around an organization when you're a quarterback and you say, hey, are we on the same page from ownership to general manager to head coach and to quarterback? And if you feel like you're all on the same page, that gives you the best chance to win. And I do think we have that here.
All right. That's what he said. There you go.
Hey. He's still saying the right thing.
Yeah, no more discussion. He's ready. He's ready for what is it, July? What? When does training camp start? Somewhere in there.
We got some more than that. We got some OTAs. We got some mini camps and things that are going to come up.
I'm
here
not there. Y'all throw me something. We got a minute.
Next few weeks, right? But here's what the Falcons have coming up. Today they got a pick in the fourth round. They get pick 109 in the fifth round. Today they got pick 143, and then they have three in the sixth round. 186 from Arizona, 187 and back and back, and then 197 from Cleveland. So they have five selections going into this final day of the draft today.
How do you feel about the edge rusher?
I think it can be good. I think it fulfills a need. Now let's see if he can get some folk on the ground. That's the thing we've had a problem with for some reason for so many years, of having somebody that you knew was going to bring some pressure and somebody that other teams' offenses had to really, really plan for, you know, a disruptor. And that's what this defense has been screaming for recent years. So that disruptive force that you know, causes offensive coordinators to lose sleep at night knowing they got – we haven't had that. And so you want somebody that's going to bring that kind of intimidation, force the opponents to – really think about protecting their quarterbacks and protections and things like that, and plan and do their game planning for it. Let's see if we're able to do that. And of course, we're talking about, yeah, they drafted in the third round last night Braylon Trice, who's coming from Washington. So that's two of our first three selections from the Washington Huskies. Washington has had a very good draft. People talk about schools like Georgia and Alabama, and they've had their share as usual, but Washington has had a really strong draft so far. Mm-hmm.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. I didn't ask you, if you don't know the player, what position was your first choice, and was it an edge rusher?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'm thinking need. I'm thinking immediate need, and that is someone defense. That is someone to bring some pass rush, and also corner. You know, but you like
that's
one.
What, yeah,
but you want corner. You want corner. But to me, if you got that pass rush, it sets the table for your corner. Because that makes that quarterback rush them and make some decisions, throw the ball before they want to. That kind of helps set things up for the back end. So that's what I really have. Have it up front. Have some guys up there doing some disruptive and disturbing things, and have some guys make some mistakes. Have some guys in the secondary ready to capitalize. That's what you want to see
like,
in defense.
Like every skill position, you just don't know with that dude. You know, who you draft. And you're not getting a Myles Garrett, you know, even at the top of the edge rushers. You just not, it's not a guarantee. And so, while you like to think that first draft choice would fulfill that need, and we know that that's not always the case.
Well, it's fact, obvious.
It hasn't been the case.
Well, it's obvious with this draft because you saw how far the first defensive player dropped. My goodness, we hadn't seen a team.
Well, that's
that
not
late
because they are all that. It's not that they were bad. It's these. Listen, the NFL has made no secret of the fact that they want. It's all about offense. It's all about offense, right? So it is an anomaly going 15 picks before you get your first defensive player. But still, it is an offensive league. So I'm not surprised at the amount. And, yes, this is one of those crazy years. you know, they make 30 for 30, speaking of 30 for 30s like we were early in the show, about the 83 draft, right? With Reno and Elway and all those. Was it the 83 draft?
I think that may have been the year.
Yeah, I think that was the one. So I'm saying we got these six guys going out early in this one, but it's what they will do with that next level that will determine whether or not they get one. What will be the 30 of 30? Will it be the draft or the guys that were picked?
Depends on what they do.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's what I'm saying. This is what we sit back.
But you know what's cool about the draft is hearing Nick Saban talk about each of them in detail because they all been to Alabama. They had all been for a recruiting visit with him. And I think he knocked it out of the park. He's going to be just fine. Mm-hmm. If you wonder how he's going to do, I think he did a really good job on the draft.
Yeah, word is that Belichick showed a personality too.
How about that?
Yeah. Going into the 9 o'clock hour, speaking of football and everything surrounding this Falcons pick, we are going to hear from a guy who calls their games and who played the position. David Archer is coming up at 9:20. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.